Okay, Rabbi Sagan, Erev Shabbos. Hope all is good. Today's daf is Beitza Daf Yud, and we are here at the bottom of Tesma Beis, where we've been in the middle of a discussion. Trying to figure out what is the shita of Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai when it comes to Simchas Yontif. Right on the one hand, we quoted a couple of Mishnayos, and we're going to quote a couple of more. And it seems to imply that Beis Hillel is the one who is makil and lenient when it comes to Simchas Yontif, and they allow certain things. Because we want to make sure that a person has that which to enjoy himself on Yontif. On the other hand, for the first mission on the Masechta, right, seems to imply that Beis Hillel is machmir when it comes to Simchas Yontif, because they said that you shouldn't shecht a chaya or an oaf, right, unless you had dirt that was prepared, as opposed to Beis Shammai, who said that you could stick the shovel in the ground, right, and then do it afterwards. So that seems to imply, the original Mishnah seems to imply that Beis Hillel is machmir when it comes to Simchas Yontif, and Beis Shammai is mekel. So that was Rabbi Yochanan that pointed out, right, we had two stiras, we're going to have a couple more today, and then we're going to get onto a new Mishnah. But first of all, we're here, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Mukhlev Zashita, right, we just said, we might as well back up a little bit, right, Eli Ikasha Hakasha, right, we should probably, four lines up, right, on Tes Amud Beis, Eli Kasher HaKasher. This was the question. Meaning we had originally posed the stira and resolved it. We're going to do that four more times with pretty much the same back and forth, just with different mishnahs. We're going to basically preview the next, let's say, three or four mishnahs that we're going to get in these the next couple of days. So Eli Kasher HaKasher. This was the stira between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel on the one hand, right, and Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel on the other hand, right, again between mishnahs. Right. On the one hand, it says that our Mishnah that we're going to read today in a couple of minutes, Beis Shammai omrim lo yutal ela im kein naneh mibod yom, Beis Hillel omrim omer v'omer zeh v'zeh ani notel, where we point out that the Mishnah says that in terms of designated which doves you're going to use for to shecht on Yontif, right, in terms of actually designating them before Yontif so they're not muktzah, Beis Shammai says you need to actually move them, you need some sort of maisa. Beis Hillel says you can just point. It's implyingly, Alma, apparently, what do you see? Gavi Simchas Yontif, Beis Shammai l'chumra v'Beis Hillel l'kula. And apparently you see that by when it comes to Simchas Yontif, right, Beis Hillel is more mekil and Beis Shammai is more machmir. Bo minhu. One second, what about our mission at the beginning of the Masechta? Hashok echai v'of biyatif, etc., etc. Right, Beis Hillel's machmir says that you shouldn't shecht unless you had dirt that was already ready. So Rabbi Yochanan mukhlav is a shita. Rabbi Yochanan said that you have to switch the shitas. That really over here, it's Beis Shammai who says that you can point at the doves, and Beis Hillel says you actually have to move them. So he says, v'do malohi. And really, man, no, that's not really necessary to switch the shitas, because akad lo kamer amr Beis Shammai al hechadi kadekanaz. Because Beis Shammai only says that it's mutter for you to shech this chai va'of, if you don't have dirt, because that's only if you have a dekanaz. If you have a shovel already stuck in the ground, so there are no isurim involved whatsoever with scooping out the dirt from the ground. But if you don't have a shovel on the ground, lo, he would tell you that it's not mutter. So inami, and on the other hand, I'd kind of come in Beis Hillel hacha. Why did Beis Hillel over here say that you could just point at the birds? Since it's only an issue of muktza, right? What are the other issues we raise? By the beginning of the Masechta, we raised issues of bona and Chofer and Ketisha, right? Rashi says that that over there you have an issue of Kotesh, right? If you look at Rashi on Testament Beis of Hasam Lo, right? If you see Rashi the Guzri Mishum Ketisha, what does that say? I'm missing a word there in my Rashi. Ketisha Dilma Zimnin Deboy Ketisha, because sometimes you'll need to grind up the dirt. So over here, Ela Kevan, just back to Nargamara, Kevan the Mukta Huba Omeid Omer Zevzani Del Saga. Right. Since it's just an issue of Mukta, so all you have to do is point. Abul Hasan, but over there, at the beginning of the Masechta, lo, no, it's as we said before, right, as we just quoted right now in the name of Rashi, that it's an issue that you may come to grind up the dirt. Therefore, Beis Hillel is machmir. So therefore, it's not a stira whatsoever, because you know, you have different concerns, and Beis Hillel can be mekel here and machmir over there, and it's not a contradiction. Eli kasha hakasha. So we'll try again from a different Mishnah. The Mishnah says in tomorrow's daf, Beis Shammai omrim ein nutla nesa eli lekatzav alav basar. You're not allowed to take this eli. The eli was the bottom of a place, Rashi says, where they used to grind grains. used to grind grains and use this big wooden slab to grind and crush grains. So you're allowed to take this, Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to take this Eli to cut meat on it, to chop meat on Yontif, because it's Muktzah. Beis Shammai Matir and Beis Shammai says, that's totally fine. If you look at Rashi, right? Kisakadaitach, Mishum Simchas Yontif. Oh, no, that's not the right one. We'll see in a second because it's a kli and it's not mukta. So the Gemara says Alma Beis Gabei Simchas Yontif Beis Shammai Luchomra Beis Hillel Lekula. Apparently, what do you see over here? That Beis Shammai is the one who's machmir by Simchas Yontif Beis Hillel's Mekel. Or I mean, but what about our first Mishnah Hashor Chayve? Oh, for the Beis Shammai Vehule. Right. So what's going on over here? Is it Beis Shammai Lekula and Beis Hillel Lekumra, or vice versa? So Rabbi Yochanan Luchlav is a shita. No. So over here, by the case of this chopping board, you have to switch the shitas, and Beis Hillel is the machmir, and Beis Shammai is the mekel. The Gemara says, Lohi, and Delma Lohi, maybe it's not really true. Or Mimai, meaning why do you have to switch the shitas? Delma Lohi, maybe you don't really need to. Because Adkan, Loka, Omri, Beis Shammai, Hasam, why does Beis Shammai over there say that you're allowed to, you know, shech the bird, or the chaya at the beginning of the Masechta, right? Ella, Hecha, the Ikedekar, no, it's because you have no issue. No halachic issues whatsoever, because you have the shovel in the ground already, and the ground is soft, right? Like we saw a couple of blad ago. Aval hecha deleka dekar, no, it's low. But if there was no shovel on the ground, so it would not be mutter. So inami, and on the flip side, by Beis Hillel, I can't look on Beis Hillel hacha, right? Why does Beis Hillel say it's mutter over here? Eladika teres kli olav, because the eli is a kli, right? It's not mukta. It's a usable kli. It's considered to be not mukta. Aval hasam, but over there low. But maybe the over there is no issue. There is no heter of Betoros Kli, right? You would still, right, have the Xerid, as we said before, that you may come to grind up the ground. So, Ella, Ikasha Hakasha, now I'll bring a stira from another Mishnah, right? Again, also in tomorrow's daf. Peshamar Omram Ein Nosnis Orlov Nadorsen, Vulyag Bianu, Elam Ken Yeshalov Kazais Boser. If you have hides or skins from an animal that you shefted on Yantiv, so you're not allowed to put the skins in a place where people will trample on it. That is one of the stages of tanning, is flattening out and stamping on the huts. Excuse me. So you're not allowed to do that on Yom Tov, unless it's a piece of meat, because otherwise, right, it's mukta. I mean, if there's meat on it, so that's not mukta. But if it isn't, if there's no meat, so then you're not allowed to just lay it out there so people will trample on it, right? That's, it's mukta, and it's going to be an issue. Maybe people may come to do the tanning or violate this. Beisil Matim, Beisil says that it's mutter. What here Rashi says, right, that's the Rashi I wanted to quote before, because Beisil holds, Bishum Simchas Yantiv, meaning it's mutter because of Simchas Yantiv. Why? The Sharis because if we're going to tell you that, yeah, you can shech on Yantif, but you can't work out the skins, and that you're going to lose the skins, meaning the skins are going to go bad because you didn't put it down for people to trample on, you're not going to preserve it, people, Beis Hillel holds that people won't end up shechting the animal in the first place, and they won't end up having Simchas Yantif. So again, Alma Gabi Simchas Yantif, Beis Shammai L'chumer, Beis Hillel L'kula, right? It seems from this Mishnah that Beis Shammai is Machmer, Beis Hillel is Mekel, or Min Hei, but what about the first Mishnah? Hashor Echai V'Ov B'Yantif, etc. So Rabbi Yochanan, again, once again, Rabbi Yochanan says, Mukhtav Zashita, that Beis Hillel is the one who is Machmer, and says you shouldn't throw out the skins to be trampled. And Beis Shammai says, it's Mutter. I mean, why, says the Gemara again, why do you switch the Shitas? Demalohi. Maybe it's not actually true that you have to switch the Shitas. Because Adkan will come to Beis Shammai Hosamel, Hechadika, Dekar, no. It's like we explained, right? Maybe Beis Shammai only holds over there because you have the shovel on the ground. There's no Iser Halacha. Alechadika, Dekar, no. It's lo. But maybe he would say that, no, if in a scenario where you don't have the shovel on the ground already, it'd be Aser. Inami, on the flip side, Rabbi Silel, Adkami, look on Rabbi Silel, why did Beis Hillel say it's mutter to throw the skins down to be tanned, to be stepped on, to be whatever, to be preserved on Yantif? Al dechazi lemizga alayu, because the skins are also valuable to sit on. Right, you can sit on the floor, throw it out. People can sit and relax and hang out over there. Abahasam, meaning so therefore it has a use. It's not mukta; it has a purpose. Abahasam, but over there, by the case of our first mission, alo, there is there's nothing that necessarily would allow you to do that. So ela ikasha hakasha. Finally, the last stira between Mishnayos And the issue of Simchas Yontif. Beis Shammai Omer and Beis Shammai says again, tomorrow's daf, Ein Misalkin is a treason b'yontif, and Beis Hillel Matir not la'achzir. Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to take away the treason. The treason were the people who used to sell produce, they used to have these like boxes or let's say the vendors, right? You know how like you scroll down the metal. The metal fence in front of a store when they close up. So back then, they used to have the similar thing, but the metal fence was removable. It was like almost like a shutter, a treis. Nowadays, that's what they call a treisim in Israel. That is that kind of thing that rolls down, right, to cover up a window. So they used to have those back in the day, but they used to be removable. So basically, what they would do is they would take them out, right, meaning, and when the store was open, they would take out these treisim, and they would put their stuff on it. Might put it on the ground, like to show the produce that they're selling. Like nowadays, you know, you walk past like a souvenir store very often, they'll have stuff they're selling outside. So basically, what they would do is they would take these windows down and show what they were selling. And that was an issue of soser. That's you're technically quote unquote demolishing. You're breaking a building. So Bishamah held that you're not allowed to take these shutters out on Yontif. Beis Hillel said not only can you take it out, you can put it back, because people are not going to, therefore, if you don't allow this stuff, people are not going to necessarily sell their wares for Simchas Yontif, for Yontif. And there's no issue of binyan because it's because as Rashi explains here, he tears so fun mishum tchilasan that they allowed the putting back of the treisim because of the beginning. Right, the beginning is already is something that you need for yontif for to take to open the stores. Right, and if they're not allowed to put it back, right, they wouldn't necessarily sell the stuff. And so closing up the store was kind of to help make sure they would open the store. So either way, so Beis Shammai says you don't do that, and Beis Hillel says it's mutter. So Amalgam is Simchas Yontif, Beis Shammai Elchomer, Beis Hillel Lekula, right? Same song and dance we've been doing for the last couple of minutes. So Armini, 1 second, Asher Lechayev Of Beyontif. What about the first Mishnah? So what about that, right? Is Beis Shammai Elchomer, Beis Hillel Lekula, or vice versa? So Beis Shlomo, Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai Lekasha. There's no problem between Beis Shammai because Hasam Ika Deker notes. Hachalaka Deker notes, right? It's the same answer we've been giving the whole time, just phrased a little bit differently. Ela Beis Hillel, Ela Beis Hillel Kasha, but what do you do with Beis Hillel's Shitas? So Rabbi Yochanan Muklav is a Shita. You have to switch it around. So the Gemara says, no, maybe it's not really true. Ad kan lo kamei Beis Hillel Hacha, Ela Mishum de Ein Binyan Bekalim, Ein Stir Bekalim. But maybe Beis Hillel is only makel over here because there is a concept, if you remember from Shabbos, that there is no Binyan by Kalim, by utensils. And apparently, you're holding, Beis Hillel is holding that, if it's not a structure that's completely rooted in the ground, right, and like these stalls, right, they were portable back in the day, right? Nowadays we have stores, but back then, they're portable kind of vending, not vending machines, but you can imagine like some sort of carriage pulled by a horse or buggy, whatever, like a food cart that goes all around, so that's what they used to have. So apparently Beis Hillel is holding these are kelim, and there is no issue of building and sosa. There's no binyan and sosa and stira by kelim. Abul Hasan, but over there in the first Mishnah, so low, there's no such heter, and that's why Beis Hillel would be machmir. Okay. New Mishnah now. And again, we quoted this at the beginning of today's daf. Beis Shammai Omer lo yitol ela im kein na'aneh me'bo'd yom. Beis Hillel Omer omed va'omer azeh v'zeh ani notel. Right, going back to the birds to get rid of the muktzah issue on Yontif. Beis Hillel says you can just point, and Beis Shammai says no, you have to actually pick up and touch and move the birds. Amar Rav Chanan Bar Ami, there's a Israeli singer named, a religious singer named Chanan Ben Ari, but this is not him, obviously. Amar Chanan Ben Ami, Machokas Bebricha Rishona. This is only a Machokas, meaning whether you can point or you can pick it up, or you have to pick it up with the first Bricha. The first Bricha is the first offspring of a dove. If you look at Rashi, right, if Derech Megad LeYonim LaHaniach Bricha Rishona Al Shal Kol Shana LeYos Tzava Tzeves LeIma. Apparently, the way that these pigeon raisers used to roll is that they used to take the first, birds that were born to a dove, They would leave there. They wouldn't shech, they wouldn't eat, because apparently that was like, you know, the mother's kind of team or kids, or, you know, they needed the mother bird to be convinced to you know, to create more birds, to lay more eggs and have more baby birds. They needed to leave the first pair with the mother. So, says Rav Chanan Bar Ami, the machlokas as to whether you need to pick it up or point is only with this first group. The Beis Shammai Savri, because Beis Shammai says, Gazrinan Dilma Asi Lam Luchai, because Beis Shammai is concerned that you may come to change your mind. You may pick, you may be like, oh, I'm going to take these birds for yourself. Then you're going to realize, oh, these were the first ones born to its mother, and I kind of need them, right, to keep the mother, you know, happy, etc. So you might change your mind. So therefore, we need you to designate, you need to do a Maisa, an Erev Yontif, to show, no, I am actually going to take these birds to shecht and eat. Basil, somebody Basil said, no, locals, you know, we're not concerned at all that you're going to change your mind. But if you're talking about the second group of children, of offspring for this bird, everybody agrees that you can just point because we're not concerned at all that you're going to change your mind. And Pashto says that, you know, we're not going to, there's no reason for you to leave those birds with their mother and change your mind. Okay. Now, according to Beis Hillel, why do you have to specify, right? Why do you have to get that specific and point and say, this bird and that bird I'm taking? Lema, why don't you just say, I'm just going to take from here, meaning point to the whole dove coat and say, I'm going to take some birds from here. And if you're telling me that Beis Hillel does not hold of Breira, meaning, why don't we just apply the concept of Breira to say that when you choose the birds on Yontif, that those are the birds you had in mind before Yontif. What's the concept of Breira? Right, again, clarifying something retroactively, that you say you're going to do something, and when something, that when that something happens, your a person's intent is clarified, let's say retroactively, to the point at which the process started. So as we're going to explain in a second, there are a bunch of possible nafkaminas. But basically, we're going to apply the concept of Breira. Why don't we just say, point at the general vicinity of the dovecote. I'm going to take some birds from there. Some of them should not be mukta. And then when you go on Yontif and take the two birds that you want or whatever, so those two birds were the ones that you had in mind, we say Breira, that's what you had intention for retroactively. That's what you had intention for yesterday when you designated some birds to be taken. So why, and if you tell me Basil does not hold of that, meaning, why can't we do that? Why can't you just point at the dove coat and say, and take the birds? If you tell me that that Breira mechanism doesn't work, that's not true, because at that time, we learned in the Mishnah, if you remember, this is from the end of Erevin, so a while ago, but hopefully still familiar. Hames Bevayis Velo Psochem Harbe. If a person passes away in a house, and there are a lot of exits, there are a lot of ways you can take the body out. Now, the halacha is that if a person passes away in a house, so all of the doorways, all of the exits, right, all underneath the mantle, I guess the thresholds, is going to become tame. Now, if it's open, now if the doors are all closed, so then the tumah is not going to go from, let's say, one room to the next, unless that is the way that the mace is going out of the room. So, meaning the only, let's say you have the front door and you have the back door and you have the side door. So if all the doors are closed, right, the only threshold which will transmit tumah, right, is, let's say, for example, the front door, because that's the way the mace is going out. But if it's not decided which way the mace is going out, right, all of them are possible, are viable. So then the tumah is going to go to all the doors. So that's what we're talking about over here. Hames bebayis lo psachim harbe. So if there's someone passed away in a house and there's a lot of ways to take the body outside of the house and all the doors are closed, so kulam tamei, then all of the thresholds, all the are going to be tamei. And therefore, if you have, let's say, I don't know, some sort of utensils or something in underneath the mantle in the door frame, so then it's going to be tame. But niftach echem mehem, once you open one of them, i.e. you choose which door the mace is going to go out, so hu tame v'chulam tahoros, tahorin, then that one is tame, and the rest of them, right, are tahor, like I explained. Chashav l'tzio be'echem mehem, right, o b'chol and sheish b'arba al-arma, if you decided to use one of the doors, right, or take it, the body out through a window that's 4x4, so matzelas al-kol psachem kulam, that saves all of the other exits, because again, that's you decided to use that exit, so therefore everything else is going to be tahor. Beis Shammai says, Beis Shammai says you have to decide on the exit before the person passes away. Beis Hillel omer, Beis Hillel says, no, af mishi yamus ameis, even after the person passes away, because we say breira, as we're going to say, explain in 1 second, we're going to say retroactively that was the one you decided that you had chosen to take the mace out. And it was said about this Mishnah, Amar Rava, Lataris Apsachim, the Kanan Rabba. The problem is, right, Rava says that Beis Hillel is not saying that retroactively all of the exits are Tahor. He's saying from now and on, all of the exits are Tahor. And v'chein amar Rabbi Yoshi l'taris apsach mikal l'aba in l'mafrei alo. Meaning, we are not applying breira in this case. We're not applying breira. The Beis Hillel would not necessarily support a retroactive decision of which exit to take the mace out. And therefore, apparently, Beis Hillel does not hold a breira. Let's take a step back. I apologize. No, that's the answer. Meaning, the implication is that Beis Hillel says, Av mishi yamos hameis, meaning that even if you decide on the exit after the person passed away, we say breira, and we say that retroactively before the person passed away, that was the exit that you wanted to use. So apparently, Beis Hillel says you do use breira. Apparently, from this Mishnah, we see that Beis Hillel does hold of the concept of breira, and therefore it should be possible to point at the dovecote, choose two birds the next day, and retroactively say those are the birds you had in mind. So that's what we answer, and I apologize, we back up a little bit, but that's how we answer. Hayat Marlo has explained about this Mishnah that no, Beis Hillel is not talking about retroactive, he's not talking about breira at all. Right? Amarava, Lataris, Apsacha, Mekana, Laba. Beis Hillel is talking about from now and on, meaning the moment you choose an exit, so then that saves all of the other exits, and nothing else is Tameh. So it's not talking about Brera retroactive decisions at all, it's talking about from now and on, whenever you make that decision. Right, so apparently Beis Hillel is not holding of Brera. You do not see from this Mishnah that Beis Hillel holds of Brera. Rava Amar, Rava says, no, La'olam L'mafreya, really we are talking about Breira, meaning in this Mishnah, and that when you choose which exit to take the mace out, that was retroactive too, before the mace passed away, and therefore only items in that threshold, in that doorway, are going to be Tameh, and all the other exits are not going to be Tameh. Aye, so why doesn't Beis Hillel over here say that you can use Breira to determine which birds you're going to take? So Rava says, the Hacha over here, the hand of time of Dilma Metalta Vashavik, Metalta Vashavik, become a Taltamidi of the Lochazile. Because here we're concerned that once, if you point to the general dovecote and then you go to pick two birds, you may pick one up and put it down, and pick one up and say, no, not this one, and put it down. So now you're picking it up, putting it down, now you're moving stuff that's not actually fit, you're moving stuff that's Muktzah. Right now you're not using the birds, you're not touching the birds that you designated, you're touching like your kid goes and takes every single cookie before he chooses one. So it's the same thing. So over here, right, now you're moot, but the problem is cookies are not muktzah, right? The birds that you're not going to shecht are muktzah. So then you're going to have issues because you're going to touch all of them. So therefore, Beis Hillel wants you to designate specifically these birds that you're going to take, and then you won't run into such issues. So the Gemara says, 1 second. Isn't Beis Hillel's shita saying that if you just point to each dove, it's fine? Right? You don't actually have to pick them up. Right? So you might be concerned that you still might pick this one up and say, and pick that one up. So the Gemara says, no, honey, mila erev yontif. Yeah, okay, so that's when you did it on erev yontif. Right, so you know, right? We're specifying an erev yontif. Avo biyontif. But if you're going to make, meaning that's when you chose them on Erev Yontif. But if you chose them on Yontif, I'll be Yontif, also. So then that's a problem. Right? Because sometimes you'll find a bird you thought was fat and it'll actually be thin. And sometimes you'll find a bird that was thin and actually end up being fat. And then you may end up as well, right, moving things that are muktzah because it's not the birds that you wanted. Inami, or another answer, zimnin dimishkachi kulu kushin. Sometimes you'll find that they're all thin, v'shavaklu, and you'll just leave them there. Vasi lebnu im simchas yantiv, and then you won't end up shechting for yantiv, meaning if you didn't choose one, you realize, like, these are not all great, and then you just won't shecht anything, right? Pasha says if you choose a specific one on Erev Yontif, right, then you'll, it's much more likely, it's more, it makes a lot more sense that you would end up just taking it because you already selected it for shechting. Fine. Okay, new Mishnah. Now, the Zimei Shchorim Matzah Levanim, Levanim Matzah Shchorim. Let's say you designated black birds and you found white birds, or you've designated white birds and you found black birds. And now we're going to talk about, you know, in terms of the doves. Well, let's say the doves you designated are not the doves you find. So let's say you wanted black and you found white, or you wanted white and you found black. Shnayim Matzah Shlosha. Or you designated two, and then you find that there are three of them. So in that scenario, asurim, then they're going to be asur, because at least, as the Gemara explained, right, at least one of them is new, and you're not sure which is which, right? So one of them is definitely mukta because you didn't designate it, and therefore all three of them are mukta. Aye, why didn't you say batal barov? So we'll talk about that in a second. What about the opposite case, though? Shlosha matzah shnayim, if you designate three birds and then there are only two in the corner where you designated, in that case, mutar. Then in that case, it's going to be mutar because we're going to assume that one left, right, and the two are still there. Betoka kan umatzah lefnei akan. Let's say you designated some birds that were inside the kan, inside the holes of the dovecote, and then you found birds on a ledge, so then that's a surim. Then we assume that those are different birds. So we'll explain exactly why we assume that's no good. But if those are the only doves in the coat, so then those are obviously the ones that you designated, and therefore they are mutter. So now, obviously, the first thing Gemara says is that if you designated white ones and you only found black ones, so that's usher. Well, yeah, pshita, that's obvious, right? Your birds don't change color. No, the case is right, that you designated black and white birds, and then you found that they were, that their places were reversed. They found the black ones in the dove coat of the white ones, and vice versa. You might have thought, honey, that you might have thought that they just switched places. Therefore, the Mishnah is teaching me that you have to be concerned that hanach azul alma vani akrinin, that they left and then the other doves came in, that they're not necessarily the same birds, and we're concerned, right, that the black ones left and the white ones came in, and the white ones left and the black ones came in, meaning that they're not the ones that you designated for yontif. Maybe this proves Rav Chanina, right, because Rav Chanina said rov karov halakar rov. If you have two possibilities, right, the majority and karov, something that is close, meaning that you have the majority, Pasha says the rove is that these birds are from elsewhere, right? Rove is most of the birds in the world are not in your dovecote. So the Pasha says if you're faced with a rove, but karov, on the other hand, right, the birds that are close, right, obviously birds that are found in or near your dovecote should be yours. So you're faced with a rove that most birds, if you go based on the majority of birds, these birds are not yours, but if you go based on karov, you go based on the closest birds, these birds are probably yours. So what does Rabbi Chanina say? You go based on the rove, you go based on the majority. If you're telling me over here that you're not going to be allowed to use those birds, so going based on the majority, that must be these are birds from in general. So as the Gemara says, that's not necessarily a proof for Rabbi Chanina, because we're going to learn tomorrow. Rabbi is going to explain a problem we have tomorrow in Gemara with the fact that the birds were in front of the dovecote, which indicates that they're different birds. So too over here, the Mishnah is talking about there's a flat piece of wood right outside of the dovecote, and very usually other birds come. So we're not going to say that it karov, and it's not a case of karov and rove, because the rove and the karov, both of them are going to be muktzah, because we can assume that most of the doves on this board outside of the dovecote are from another area, and therefore they're not going to be yours. Okay, shnayim u'matzah shlosha asurim. If you designate in two and you find three, then it's asur. The problem, why? Because manoshah. Because either way, yechrininu ha'chrininu. If there are other birds, meaning if it's a different group of three of two, and not the three that you designated. So, sorry, if it's a different group of three and not the two that you designated, so then there are other birds and they're mukta. If you low, but if if not, meaning if they are your original two birds and plus one extra, then meaning if it's two plus some extra one, then you have one extra that is joined. And that is joined with them, and you have two birds that you designated, one that you didn't, and therefore you can't take any of them. So as Tosfos on the top, Bittel Barov, one second. Don't we always say that if you're faced with a case, I don't know, if you have two kosher salamis and one treif salami, so Bittel Barov, you're allowed to eat, well, at least two of the salamis. Right, and we'll assume that the third one is batal. Right, discussion obviously how we view that the halacha, but. Why don't we say Bittel Barov and you should be able to take it? Why are all of them usher? So Tosfos gives two possibilities. Either because Bali Chayim Lo Batli, maybe think animals that are alive are not Batel, right? Salami obviously is very dead. Or another answer is it could be that it's Dover Shalishim Matirin, something that will become Mutter. Meaning after Yontif, right, these birds will all be mutter to you to eat, and Dava Sheishma Il Matirin, something that will eventually become mutter, so that is not Batel either. So we're not going to say Bittel Barov, right, and then you end up and you're stuck, because you have an extra bird there, and you don't know which ones were yours. Okay. Shlosha Matzah Shnaim Mutarim, if you designated three and you found two, then they're mutter. So my time, what's the reason? So Hani Inhu Ninhu V'chai Binayu Azdil La'alma. Because it must be, we assume that these are the three birds, well, it's really two left, but these are two out of the three birds that you designated, and one of them just left. So the Gemara says, Lema Masnisen Rebbe Hivilo Rabbanan. Maybe this is Rebbe Shita, and not the Rabbanan. The Tanya is Wilder Braisa. Hiniach Mana Matzah Masayim. If you put 100, let's say dollars, right, a month is 100, but it's a coins, right? Not 100 coins. It's a coin worth 100. So let's say you left a $100 bill, right? And this is talking about Meister Sheni. And if you have a box of Meister Sheni, right? What was Meister Sheni? You got to take the fruit from 10% of the fruit of your produce. You have to take it up to Yerushalayim and you can eat it. Now, another option is to redeem it onto money and take that money to Yerushalayim and then buy produce and eat it there. So there is a certain sense of Kedusha to the Meister Sheni. So if you have 100 zuz coin, that's a mana, that's Meister Sheni, right, and you put that in a box. And now, umatsa masayim. And then you found, actually you look in the box and you find two coins, meaning you find 200 zuz. So the bright Tanakhama says chulin and meister sheni muravin zevzeh divrei Rebbe. Rebbe holds that it's chulin and meister sheni, meaning the extra 100, right, must be not meister sheni money. The chachamim say hakol chulin. The chachamim say everything is chulin because it must be that you took out the meister sheni money and put in new money, right, and new regular non kadosh money. So there we see over here that if you're telling me just like by Divrei Rebbe, where you have $100 coin of Meister Sheni, and you find 200, so it must be the $100 coin plus one extra. So too over here, when you have these two birds, right, it must be right that these are the birds that you had originally, right, and we're not going to assume that they are gone just because there's a new amount of birds there. The Chachamim see by Meister Sheni that no, if you find $200 instead of $100, we assume it's different money completely, as opposed to just the original money you had, right? Adding and another extra $100. Okay, so that seems to be the Rebbe's Shita. Our Mishnah seems to be Rebbe's Shita. The Braisa continues now, and then we'll kind of talk about that and whether that's true or not. Hiniach Matayim, let's say you put 200 zuz in a box of Meister Sheni money. Umatza mana. So mana munach, mana mutal, and then you find that one is gone. Right? One is there, one is gone. So sorry, umatza mana, and you find 100. So mana munach, mana mutal. We assume that you took out 100 of the Meister Sheni money, and there's still 100 zuz Meister Sheni money still in the box. Meaning we assume this is still Meister Sheni money. That's Rebbe's Shita. The Chachamim say no, everything is cool, and it must be you took out all the Meister Sheni money and you put in new non-holy money. So we see that that's Rebbe's Shita, that we assume that these two birds, or these this money that you left there, right, is the same. So Gemara says, afilu tamer rabban. No, actually, this can be the Rabban Shita. Maybe the case by the birds, right, can also agree with the Rabban. Because Hayit Mar Allah, because it was said about this Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar, Damar Tarvayu, they both explain that Shani Gozlos, Hainu V'osin L'dodos. Birds are different because they kind of like move around. They kind of move around. Money obviously doesn't go anywhere, so it's not weird for one of the birds to leave the dovecote. Money, on the other hand, right, does not go anywhere, right, unless it is taken. So the Chachamim will assume that you took it out on purpose. Okay, Squire says, you know what, actually, yeah, okay, you know what, we're gonna stop here because this is gonna go onto Ahmed Aleph. Well, it stops kind of at the top of Ahmed Aleph. Yeah, you know, we're gonna stop here, and we'll do this Matzah Shabbos. Okay, Shkoya Kodo Ravose, have a tremendous Shabbos Shuva, and we'll go right there on the Halakha Shas on Matzah Shabbos. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.